I'm milling about with the treatments manager, Amanda Claybaugh, and I just got out of the spa at the Lodge at Woodlawk. It should be called the Woodlawk Lodge, don't you think?
So many people do say that. However, we really like the Lodge at Woodlawk. It sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Tell me, Amanda, how you got involved in working here at the spa.
I actually started as a treatments manager several years ago and started out as a massage therapist. That's really where my background is, and felt very passionate about the work that we do here and the treatments, and very happily moved into the role that I'm in now. So I've been doing this for about the last 10 years and truly enjoy it. My team is wonderful. The treatments that we have to offer are just beautiful, and our guests really enjoy it.
I got to tell you, do you know what a latke is? A lot,
yes,
like a pancake?
Yes.
I feel like a latke right now. I just had Jude. He was astounding. I want to teach my husband some of those tricks.
You really should. I think we might be able to arrange for that. Jude is wonderful. He's so talented, and it's great to kind of be on his table and get transported somewhere else and have a wonderful experience in the treatment room. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
The one thing that he did that I'd never experienced before in any massage was he wrapped my feet up in like a mummy embalmment of heat and the hottest towel, and it was so yummy.
Yeah, that is something that we include in all of our treatments here. It's kind of like a ritual, kind of foot cleansing that can open up the treatment, or sometimes we do it in the middle depending upon the service, and it's just really comforting and grounding and just feels so nice to have that attention paid to your feet that are, you know, really kind of take a beating every day, and they carry us through this world, and, you know, you don't realize how much tension you have in your feet.
You just took the words out of my mouth. The tension you carry in your butt. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can say that.
Yes.
That is incredible.
Yeah, especially women. We do hold a lot of tension in our hips, and you don't realize it until you start having that body work done. And, you know, you just kind of feel that the muscles start to melt and, you know, kind of it helps you take a nice deep breath and, you know, relax into the session. Yeah, but yeah, we do hold a lot of tension there.
You must take advantage of the treatments here as well.
I do, yes. Pretty much any chance I can. We do have everything from the basic, you know, or kind of classic Swedish massage to more lengthy, more luxurious body treatments. We have more energy work sessions, and really we have a great offering that our focus is really to try to bring nature into the treatment room. So we're really inspired by what we're offering. You know, we're inspired by what's outside in our treatments.
Yes, we took a hike this morning, and it's absolutely gorgeous, even in the mist and, you know, the beauty of the woods. And I understand that a lot of the vegetables that you cook with come from surrounding areas, so that's wonderful.
Yes, and also in treatments, we grow and harvest a lot of herbs right here on property that we dehydrate, we grind them up, and we infuse them into a lot of our body treatments that we offer here.
Oh, so what was there something in my ginger infusement?
Not in the ginger, no. But if you schedule our rosemary awakening, you can experience a lot of the rosemary that grows around property.
Ah, very, very cool. So what percentage of men choose women and women choose men as their therapists?
I would say the majority of our guests do have a female preference, but it's just a slight majority. A lot of our guests have come here and they really have no gender preference for their massage therapist. They just really want somebody who's talented and passionate about what they do.
Do you find there are more women that come to the spa than men in general?
I think so. We are about 60% female, 40% male for our guests.
Mm-hmm. And the men are just like dragged hair, kicking and screaming, and then they have such a good time. I know my husband is somewhere.
Yes, some of them come and, you know, they're brought here by somebody else. But I think once they step in our doors and experience all that we have to offer, they're transformed. They really, you know, I think would come independently after that. Yeah, and really enjoy their stay here.
Now, when you were a massage therapist, what was your favorite part of the body to work on?
That is a tough one. I really love reflexology, performing reflexology. You know, we just talked about how much tension you have in your feet, so that's really enjoyable for me. Any kind of energy work, and of course, you know, I love giving a good deep tissue and, you know, being able to see somebody on my table come out completely different afterwards.
How hard is the deep tissue massage?
As far as how hard is it, like the pressure, like what would you experience in a deep tissue, or how hard is it to give?
Give me one. Give me both.
A deep tissue is really typically a firmer massage, and it's really, you know, within your comfort level. So, you know, we customize the treatments based on the pressure that you prefer.
Tell me a bit about more of the other specialty massages that sort of set you apart from other spas.
We have quite a few of them. As I mentioned, our Rosemary Awakening is our signature treatment that is using our rosemary mint scent that you experience all throughout the property. And we also have our Chakra Balancing, which is a beautiful fusion of both energy work and Swedish massage, and it incorporates 7 different oils that relate to each of the chakras. One of our newer treatments is the Restful Retreat, and this is great for anybody who has trouble either falling asleep or staying asleep at night. It really helps get you to that space where you're relaxed enough to do that. So those are just a couple of our more popular and signature treatments.
And I got the old-fashioned lodge massage because I'm a baby.
That is our number one treatment, actually. It is our most popular. Everybody loves that classic Swedish massage. But, you know, as you experience, we do offer an aromatherapy in that massage as well as all of our treatments, which is something special.
So, Amanda, working here and walking around, and how does it make you feel personally?
I can tell you that every day as I walk through the building, I am very thankful for the opportunity to be here and work with the team that's here, our guests that come here to either just kind of relax and rebalance or come here for, you know, some kind of transformation. So the experience, even though I'm working, it's very serene for me. And like I said, I'm really just truly thankful, you know, that I'm here every day.
What kind of crazy stuff goes on here? Like, do you have, like, brides coming and, you know, that sort of thing, parties?
We do. So right around the corner is our salon, and we definitely have a bridal team that works very hard to transform brides and their, you know, their bridesmaids for that special day. We do have girlfriend getaways. We have people who actually get married here on property. We just had a wedding right out back in our beautiful setting a couple of weeks ago. So we get to see a lot of different experiences here.
And they get a couple's massage, of course.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do have that. Yes, you can really pair many of our treatments together in one of our couple suites.
Now, after my massage, I went and got the eucalyptus steam room, which like set me to the moon. It was I think I did it 3 different times.
Okay. That's my favorite space in this whole building. Whenever I give a tour, that's exactly what I tell them, and that is the truth. I can spend way too long in there. It is beautiful. Great, especially this time of year, if you're battling any kind of respiratory issues, but just generally relaxing on any day.
Where does the eucalyptus itself, how does that sort of get into the steam? Do you know?
Yeah, it's an essential oil blend that's actually added to, you know, the steam room, to a certain mechanism in the steam room. But it's a pure essential oil blend that's put in there.
Yeah, I want to go back in there. And tell me about the pool area and the hydra fall.
Yes.
That comes down.
Our hydro therapy waterfall whirlpools. So we have 2 options. We have one that has an 8-foot waterfall and one that has a 4-foot waterfall. They are both wonderful for any kind of tension that you might be holding in the neck and shoulders. So your typical whirlpool has the jets for the back and the legs and the feet, but this one really helps to get on, you know, ease that tension in your neck and shoulders.
Have you ever had any moments where somebody's top came off because there was so much pressure coming down from the waterfall?
I don't think so. I'm not quite sure. If it did happen, I don't think they would come out and tell us that. So I personally haven't seen that, thankfully, and it hasn't happened to me. So, but you might want to just tie your straps a little, you know, a little extra tight there.
Yeah. And I'm also looking forward to going into the hot tub. It's such a great day for that.
It is. It is beautiful to be able to sit outside and enjoy that hot tub. 4 seasons. It is open year round. And personally, I think winter is just a beautiful experience. You could be out there and have everything covered in white, and there you are relaxing in the warm water.
What's most rewarding for you working at the lodge at Woodlock?
I love seeing our guests come here, and you can tell that they are carrying stress, they're carrying burdens with them. They are ready to kind of leave all of that at our doorstep, experience what we have to offer, and then leave transformed. They physically look different, their pace is different, and that is the most rewarding for me.
Amanda Claybaugh, Treatments Manager, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Okay, I'm milling about at the lodge at Woodlock, and joining me now is John Kiesendahl, who is the owner, proprietor, the man with the funny pants and great tie sitting in front of me. Hello.
Good morning, Robin. Very happy to have you with us. Hope you're enjoying your stay with us.
Great. So I must ask you the story behind the funny pants.
Sure. I bought the business from my dad in 1981. He used to always wear colorful sweaters and whatnot, so I had to have a little thing for me. So I started wearing loud pants and eventually turned into, since we're a family resort primarily at our main business, I started wearing funny character pants. And then I started wearing really beautiful character pants that were all custom made, embroidered with all the latest characters.
So these are now?
So today I have banana tie.
That was custom made?
That I found. Okay. Because I had to wear that with my minions. His minions love bananas. I have 68 pair. They're all different kinds of characters, all the latest characters. I know, I had Star Wars yesterday.
Who inspires the different characters on the pants?
I have 13 grandchildren, and they are my advisors on what I should wear. So my attire is chosen by them.
And I'm sure they will grow up to become part of this wonderful family establishment.
I have 7 children. 5 of them are back in the business with me. Which is, I always had hoped one would come, so I'm very pleased that one at least stayed. Now 5, and 13 grandchildren, and they all seem to love the business. They started age 7 in our kitchen, laying out bacon and cutting strawberries. My oldest grandson is 17, and he's going to hotel school next year. So, never know. It would certainly make me happy if it happened.
So what's the history behind Woodlock? Like, how did it all begin? I feel like I'm in a Dirty Dancing scene here.
We hear that one all the time. So Woodlock was originally the home of a very wealthy couple, Mrs. and Mrs. Lockwood, and they turned it into their summer estate. And so they took their last name, Lockwood, around and called their estate Woodlock Pines. When they died, they left it to their maid and their groundskeeper, George and Olga Svenningson. And they converted it into a Scandinavian boarding house. And they ran it from 1942 until 1958. In 1958, my mom and dad bought it.
They met in Long Island, your parents?
Yeah, my parents grew up in Baldwin, Long Island. They were Mr. and Mrs. Baldwin High. My dad didn't even finish high school. The Pearl Harbor happened. He was in the Navy. My parents got married when they were 18 years old. But my grandmother used to come up to Lake Titiuskong, where Woodlock is, with a friend of hers from Brooklyn years and years ago. And she brought my parents up here when they were 16 years old. They were in love, and they put a stake in the ground when they were on the lake and said all the things you say when you're 11, 16. We'll come back. And well, they never came back. Many years later, we lived in Huntington, Long Island. My mom and dad were having a little problem in their marriage. My father was always working. My mother was never home. They weren't happy. So they decided they had to do something that we could do as a family. So they started looking around for a business that would be a family business. So my dad, I was sitting in the living room when this happened, so it's very firm in my mind. My dad called the phone number one day. It said boarding house for sale on a lake in Pennsylvania. Didn't say the name of the lake or the name of the town. He called up and he found out that it was on Lake Titiuskong, the same lake he had come to with my mother when he was 16 and put the stake in the ground. This is fateful. This is a true story. So we came up to look in March of 1958, and we moved up in April. It was $40,000. We bought 12 acres of land, a little boarding house so they could hold 30 people.
Wait, back up. Did you say $40,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 60 years ago, in 1958, it was $40,000. And it was a small little boarding house. Memorial Day to Labor Day was open. We had room for about 30 guests. We had no running drinking water. I used to go to the spring and get bottles of spring water, put it in front of the door so people could brush their teeth. It was really humble. We had one year-round employee.
And you lived up here full-time?
Yes, we moved up full-time. My dad continued to work in the off-season and come home just weekends for a couple of years, just until about 1960. Treated everybody as if they were company in our home. The people loved the feeling, and those 30 guests went home. They told their friends, and it gradually grew. In 1961, it was a big change. We bought the girls' camp that was adjacent to us.
There was actually a sleepaway camp.
Sleepaway camp.
I love sleepaway camp. I went for like 30 years. So
We had 3 sleepaway camps on our lake. We had a Boy Scout camp. Dan Beard, the founder of the Boy Scouts of America, they had a camp on here. We had a Christian Scientist camp, Camp Elector, and Camp Titiuskong, which was fairly wealthy girls. They had stables for the girls and everything. It was right next to Woodlock Pines. We bought the camp in 61. It was a sad day in my life. I was about 13, 14. It was kind of nice having the girls right there. So we bought that. We went from a little boarding house to a little resort, and the ball started to roll.
I know it was very important for your parents to keep this in the family. And if anything would have happened that they had to sell it, I think they would have been very heartbroken.
A lot of vision to move our family up here. My mom and dad laid the foundation for the hospitality. My mom was just our biggest heart in the world. She loved everybody. She remembered everybody's names. My dad was old German, work, work, work. And that combination really worked very well. And the culture that was started back in 1958 is what we continue to permeate our whole company. So our family resort was our main business. We grew that, and we now have 1,230 acres. We started with 12. Then the spa thing started being popular.
This is established in 2006?
We opened this in 2006, summer of 2006.
I must ask you about the beds. Yeah. Where do these beds come from?
Yeah, all the mattresses are custom made. We have them made. We go through every single property that we own, and there's a lot of beds now. So we converted all to these mattresses. They're terrific. It's a memory foam, some special formula that they do for us, and they're outstanding. Everybody sleeps well here.
Have you ever had to, like, did a guest ever say, I need a ladder to climb up onto this bed?
It's funny you ask that, because we just purchased 12 new steps to get to the king-size beds. They're beautiful beds, but they're high. And so we just got the first one in yesterday. And so if you don't have one and you need one, we'll be happy to provide it. But it's great. I think the key to Woodlock's success clearly is our staff. We started with one employee. Now we have 1,213. We were named the best employer in the state of Pennsylvania several years ago when they had this survey in 2014. That was probably our nicest honor. But we have a great staff. They're really very genuine. They're honestly concerned about our guests' happiness. So the hospitality that you get here, it's not going to be real fancy. I mean, it's a beautiful place, but the feeling is genuine and the hospitality is real.
And yeah, that stems from you. And everybody that I spoke to said, I love working here. This is the best place to work.
Well, that's nice to hear, because certainly we work hand in hand with everybody. I mean, I'm here every day.
And we're sitting here literally having a fireside chat.
That's right. It's a lot of nice, comfortable corners at the lodge to sit and enjoy.
Do you take advantage of the spa facility?
I don't. Unfortunately, I own a golf course and don't play golf. I have a spa and I don't do that. But I do what I love, and I love creating and building and motivating people and treating guests right. That's what I love. It would be wonderful to think that this will continue on for another generation or two. My wife worked here when she was 13 years old as a waitress. So, and all of my children married either a guest or a staff member, because we don't leave the mountaintop too often. So it's really in our blood. So even our spouses all have some history of Woodlock. And my wife, Patty, still works with me. She does all the decorating, runs all of our gift shops.
So did you meet your wife at Woodlock?
Oh, of course. Where else? Patty, yeah, she's a long-term Woodlock employee originally, and then my wife. And we have 7 children, so it's nice.
So she was waitressing here, and that's how you met?
When she was 13 years old, yeah, and she's 9 years younger than I am.
You've been dating since she's 13.
Well, I can't say that. That came later.
I was just telling my husband my takeaway from this whole weekend is wine, food, wine.
Yeah. You get a lot of that over here. And some people, you know, a lot of destination spas don't have the alcohol addition or choice, I should say. Some people don't do it at all. Most people relax. They have a glass of wine, and it really adds to their experience at being at a spa.
Well, that's interesting, the whole food sensation here, and it's not like regular spa food where you're getting like a little peanut, you know, on top of a rice kernel.
I have to say, it started that way before we took over. And, you know, some people love that. That's what they came for. Here we give you a choice. You can have that choice if you'd like, a very healthy choice, or you can have a menu that you could get in New York City at a fine restaurant. It's creative. It's healthy. We have our own gardens here. We raise all of our produce and whatnot.
You have your own bees, too.
We have our own bees, you bet. And there's a little winery going in down the road, so we'll make some more of our own wine. So we have a lot of good things. We're like a little city. You know, we have all the little things, all the things you need, and we try and do most of it right here. And when you get here, you can be a million miles away because the atmosphere is really special. Nature is great. Hospitality is exceptional.
What do you like people to come away with after their visit here at Woodlock?
I want them to be reconnected with themselves, with their spouses, with their friends. A lot of people come together, and we had a lot more couples coming now than most people would think in a destination spa. So we want people to be reconnected, relaxed, revitalized, ready for the real world. When you get here, yeah, you're in paradise. So you go home really feeling reconnected to yourself primarily, but then your friends and family and hopefully your loved one.
I will be back for sure. I don't want to leave. John Kuykendall, thank you so much for joining me at the Lodge at Woodlock.
Thanks, Robin. Pleasure having you here.
Always exploring, always milling about. Robin Milling chats with hospitality experts and innkeepers so you feel like you're there.